In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through Him, and without Him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in Him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And the mountains.
us pray. Almighty God, you made this holy night shine with the brightness of the true light. Grant that here on earth we may walk in the light of Jesus' presence, and in the last day wake to the brightness of his glory. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Be seated, and with the children, please come forward. Hello, everybody. Oh, y'all must be asleep. Let's try that again. Hello, everybody. Ooh. Okay. Let's try a different way. Hello, everybody. Oh, look. They said hello. All right. Great. Merry Christmas. Oh, and I'm getting some response on Merry Christmas. Good. I brought something pretty exciting to show you. In a few minutes, we're going to hear the story about Jesus being born. And in the middle of that story, the shepherds are told they're going to see a sign. So guess what I brought? A sign. That's right. Look, it's a sign. It's a sign that's a big what? An arrow. That's right. And so I was thinking, what if the shepherds were on their way to Bethlehem to find the baby Jesus in the manger, and Bethlehem was that way, but they ran upon a sign that said this? What would happen? Would they go the wrong way? Oh, they might have gone the wrong way, and that would not be good, would it? No. So, and then I got to thinking, the wise men are coming on their camels, and for them, Bethlehem was over that direction. And what if they ran across a sign that said this? Would they go the wrong way? No, you think they knew where Bethlehem was and they were going to go there anyway? Maybe so. They might not have paid attention to a road sign like that telling them which way to go. No. They could have gone and turned around. They could have gone that way for a while and then said, no, this isn't right. The sign could have been turned around. Well, that's true. You never know. Or it could go up. But you know what? I think the sign that they were really talking about, you're close, Eli. I think the sign pointed this way. Now, what's down there? The ground. But you know what else is here? Jesus was here. He came down from heaven and was born among us. That's pretty cool, isn't it? God left heaven and came down to be born as one of us right down here. And the other thing about the Christmas story is Jesus just any regular old baby? No, he's the Son of God, isn't he? So when we see Jesus, he's a sign pointing where? Back to God. That's right. He points to God and tells us how much God loves us. So when you see an arrow like this or you hear about a sign, then I think one of the cool things to think about is God's love coming down in Jesus and reminding us to think about God and how much God loves us. Okay, so that's what I want you to remember today. When you think about Christmas, you probably will not on your Christmas trees have an arrow. But it's not a bad option to have an arrow going up and an arrow going down to remind us of how love came down and how it reminds us how God is the one that sent Jesus. All right, let's pray. Dear Jesus, thank you for being born among us. Thank you for telling us about God and God's love. Thank you for showing us how much God loves us. Amen. All right, go in peace and serve the Lord.
First lesson is a reading from Isaiah. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. You have multiplied the nation, you have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest, as people exult when dividing plunder. For the yoke of their burden and the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian. For all the boots of the trampling warriors and all the garments rolled in blood shall be burned as fuel for the fire. For a child has been born to us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time onward and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to
God. The second lesson is a reading from Titus. For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to all, training us to renounce impiety and worldly passions, and in the present age to live lives that are self-controlled, upright, and godly, while we wait for the blessed hope of the manifestation of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. He it is who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify for himself a people of his own who are zealous for good deeds. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Thank you.
Gospel according to St. Luke, the second chapter.
Glory to you, Lord.
In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. And this was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and the family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. And while they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in the manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. In that region there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of a great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those with whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told them. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Thank you. Said the night wind to the little lamb. You know, it's almost as if we can. There are sounds at Christmas time that we don't hear at any other time of the year. Salvation Army's bells ring outside of stores. Greetings of Merry Christmas with real joy expressed. Christmas carols on TV, overheard overhead at the mall, and echoed in our hearts. Oh, come, let us adore Him. Oh, come, let us adore Him. Oh, come, let us adore Him, Christ the Lord. Do you hear what I hear? Because you see, with all the decorations, with all the joy of giving in this season, with the story of Jesus' birth told over and over again, it's almost as if we can. It's almost as if we were there. It's almost as if we can hear it now. The sound of knocking. A hard fist on the wood of a door. The sound of Joseph with a very expectant Mary, knocking on the door of the inn, only to find there's no room. And we find that we are expectant too, pregnant with anticipation of the birth and full of wonder. And then there are the sounds of the stable, where the kindly innkeeper did offer them a place for the night. There are horses munching on hay, and cows mooing, and chickens clucking, and goats bleating. Away in a manger, no crib for a bed, the little Lord Jesus laid down His sweet head. The stars in the sky look down where He lay. The little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay. And sheep out in the fields with shepherds, when suddenly the baas were replaced with glorias as angels sang so exuberantly their praise to God at Jesus' birth. Gloria in excelsis Deo. Gloria in excelsis Deo. And then there were the shepherds in the sudden silence, all at once, in their excitement, rushing to Bethlehem with the sound of running feet and finding the babe and telling the news. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountains that Jesus Christ is born. Oh, the sounds make it seem as if we can hear them, as if we are there for the birth of Jesus. But the sounds echoing in our lives tell us even more that we don't have to be there for the birth, for Christ is born among us here, now. The sounds reverberate in our lives as we find Christ in the manger of our hearts, in the sounds of our wrapping paper and bows being torn and pulled from packages, we hear the sound of God's great gift to us of Jesus, the gift of love, the gift of such needed hope and grace. Oh, do you hear what I hear? I think we can. And I think we can't help but burst forth into exuberant sound of our own praise to God. Oh, come, let us adore Him. Oh, come, let us adore Him. Oh, come, let us adore Him, Christ the Lord. Mm-hmm. Gathered as God's people, we confess our faith. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake he was crucified and crucified. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshiped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Rejoicing that we have seen the salvation of our God in the birth of Jesus the Messiah, let us pray for the church, the world, and all people in need. God of all grace, you have given us just what we need. You have given us a child. You have given us yourself. Thank you, Lord God. Lead us as we offer our praise to you and offer ourselves in service and love to others. Lord, in your mercy, wonderful counselor, give us your wisdom and guidance for life. Strengthen us to follow your way of living through loving. As we gather with family and friends over this holy time, nurture the bonds that hold us together. Lord, in your mercy, mighty God, lead us now in greater trust. We get so caught up in ourselves and in our own self-aggrandizement, O Lord, that we far too often forget about you. Help us to know anew that you rule our world and that no matter what happens, we are yours. Lord, in your mercy, everlasting Father, we need your care in our lives. Especially watch over those who are sick or sorrowed, those who are frightened or alone, those who suffer or who face hunger, addictions, difficulties, or problems in life. Bless all your children, and especially those whom we remember before you. Lord, in your mercy, Prince of Peace, bring your peace to our world. In the violence, mistrust, and divisions among us, unite us as one people. Unite us as your people together in grace. Lord, in your mercy, hear these prayers, O God, offered in the name of your Son, who has made your glory and graciousness known to us. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
Let us share God's peace.
Given us life, this community, and these gifts of the earth. that become the meal of your grace. Move in our hearts that we may use your gifts to bring hope and blessing wherever you go. Through Christ our Lord.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ. In the wonder and mystery of the Word made flesh, you have opened the eyes of faith to a new and radiant vision of your glory, that beholding the God made visible, we may be drawn to love the God whom we cannot see. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Holy God, creator of all and source of life, at the birth of time, your word brought light into the world. In the fullness of time, you sent your word, born of Mary, to shine in our darkness and to make us your daughters and sons. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering, therefore, his birth and life among us, his death and resurrection, we await his coming again, when all things will be restored in him. By your Spirit, bless us and this bread and cup, that held and nourished by you, we may live as your children, shining with the light of your Son. Through him, all glory and honor is yours, Almighty Father, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, both now and forever. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
Thank you.
The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
Amen. Let us pray. Emmanuel, God with us, you grace us with life and breath and give us bread for the journey. Send us out into service to this world that you love, telling the amazing news of your coming to be Savior and Lord of all. Amen.
Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, keep you in his light and truth and love, now and forever. Amen. Peace. Serve the Lord.
Thank you. power that can do, and we'll prove that I'm not
playing. Yay!
All right, I'm going to get the big one, and then the one that I can't do.
Okay, I'll get the other one.
Thank you.
Thank you.